Now, live from Churchill Downs, all the excitement and thrills of America's greatest turf classic, the 99th Run for the Roses, brought to you by the Fall City Brewing Company, Louisville, brewers of Fall City beer. As you listen to the Kentucky Derby, enjoy a city. It's part of life today. We're just moments away from post time. As we look at the tote board in center field, post time for the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby is 5:32. The time now 17 minutes past 5. And here with us to call his 13th consecutive Derby on WHAS is Kaywood Ledford. Well, Kay, how does today's race look to you just about 15 minutes away from post time?
Well, Milt, it still is a lot of speculation about how fast will they run it. The track, unquestionably, is very fast. I see the starting gate has already been placed in position up at the head of the stretch. And we ask, how will the race be run? Well, you try to go to the form chart. You try to look at what the horses have done in the past. And you look first for the speed. Who will be in front as they come thundering by the finish line here for the first time? And the name that, of course, swims right up off the form at you is Shecky Green. He can fly. I believe that he'll lead perhaps the first mile of the Derby. He has never won over a mile in a 16th, and he was life and death to take that. And his trainer, Lou Goldfine, actually would have preferred to save him for the shorter stake races that are coming up and not try to stretch him out a mile and a quarter. But he will set, I think, a fast early pace. Also up there early would be Angle Light. This is the Wood Memorial winner. This is the horse that's coupled with Secretariat in the betting. Now, he should be, I don't believe he can run head-and-head with Shecky Green, but he should be up very close. This horse, even though everybody regards him lightly, has won over $190,000. He was able to set his own fractions, as they say, or set a slow pace in the Wood Memorial, and he had enough left to hang onto the wire and win it. Then you look at the horses that should be close to the pace, and I'd say Santa Anita Derby winner Sham definitely will be there. He'll be laying in there third, fourth, fifth, something like that. He has been to the post 9 times. He's won 4 of them. He finished out of the money once, and he did that when he tried to come from way off the pace, so I think he'll be up close. He could be the leader, actually, as they turn out of that last corner for the run through this long home stretch. Royal and Regal must be up there close. He won the forerunner over at Keeneland. He stopped badly in the bluegrass. I think he'll be a long shot today. He might even try for the lead, but we don't see anybody getting it from Shecky Green. Our native, the Flamingo winner, a horse that's very consistent, always gets a part of it. He should be laying in there close. And I look for Secretariat, because he was way back in the Wood and lost his only race in a long time. He had won 12 in a row coming up to that. And I think since he's out there in post position 10, they'll try to use him a little bit coming through the stretch and get him in there with the middle distance horses. No Bold Rooter has ever won the Kentucky Derby. Secretariat has never won it longer than a mile and a 16th. My Gallant should be in the middle group of horses. He is the bluegrass winner. He has run close to the pace at times and has come from way out of it at times. He's bred to go a distance, and we think he'll be about in the middle of the field. Then those that will be coming with a big late run from the rear ranks will be horses like Restless Jet. He hasn't won since back in mid-February, Valentine's Day, as a matter of fact. He'll be a long shot. He was impressive, I thought, in the forerunner here because he did pick up 9 lengths on Shecky Green in a 7-furlong race, and probably the only horse that deserved to come back in other than Shecky. Warbucks. He was dead heat for third over at the Bluegrass at Keeneland. He always seems to have some kind of excuse. They said they got through a wall of horses too late. But he's trained by Don Combs, who sent Dust Commander out for the Derby Roses. And he's ridden by Bill Hartack, who has just had fantastic Derby success. He has 5 winners and is tied with Arcaro there. Twice a Prince, a long shot, and a late runner. 4 Gold, the biggest horse in the race. He stands up there 17 hands or better. He always seems to have excuses, but then he's hard to throw out because about the time you do, he turns in a sensational work, as he did this past week. And he's hard to just throw out totally, and you can't do it. Gold Bag certainly doesn't seem to belong in here at all. And he is the one horse I think it has next to no chance. And Navajo doesn't seem perhaps to belong in this field either. So that's just about the way we see the race running as we come up to it. It will depend a lot on Shecky Green. He has a jockey just named, I think, yesterday, Larry Adams, who's well-known in these parts. He's ridden a lot around here and is an excellent judge of pace. So if they don't push him, he could kind of take his own time out there and could be a little tougher than most people think. Well, those are the contenders for the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby.
You may have traveled around from beer to beer, but have you ever noticed that nice things happen when you pop open a city? When it comes to good times, Get in step with City. It's part of life today, with all the flavor and freshness of a great premium beer. Pop one open and see for yourself.
For City Beer.
Ain't it great?
As these 13 three-year-olds, we get the word, have left the paddock, here's Mike James to run down the field. Mike?
Thank you, Kay. Well, the excitement is building here at Churchill Downs. The horses now come out onto the track. Large crowd here this afternoon, between 130 and 140,000 fans. Let's very quickly run down the starting entries. 13 horses in this year's 99th run for the Roses here at Churchill Downs. The number one entry, of course, the pre-favorite, as the large crowd here in attendance stands and sings along with the traditional playing of My Old Kentucky Home, Thomas Jefferson High School Band from here in Louisville, the Band of Blue. Now, let's very quickly go through the entries for this year's 99th run for the Roses. The number one entry of Angolite and Secretariat, entered by Lucian Loren, the trainer. Angolite, the winner of the Wood Memorial, the surprise winner, coming in with seven races as a three-year-old, has two wins, one second-place finish, and two third-place finishes. This season, he's won over $102,000. And today, Angolite will be ridden by John LeBlanc, owned by Edwin Whittier. The number 1A horse, Secretariat, one of the early favorites here today, champion as a two-year-old, winner of 12 consecutive races, coming up to the Wood, where he placed third behind Sham and Angolite. Winner this year of the Gotham. In three races as a three-year-old, he has won twice, and of course the third-place finish in the Gotham itself. Ron Turcott will be in the irons today. Secretariat owned by Meadow Stable. This is John Tweedy, and trained, of course, by Lucian Loren. The number two entry, Shecky Green, winner this year of the Stepping Stone and the Fountain of Youth. He finished last in the Arkansas. In five races as a three-year-old, has won four, and of course the only disappointing finish, as we said, did come in the Arkansas Derby itself. Owned by Joseph Kelman and trained by Goldfine, will be ridden today by Larry Adams. That's Shecky Green, the number two horse. Number 2C, My Gallant, the other half of that Goldfine entry, winner of the Bluegrass this year, will be ridden today by Braulio Baeza in seven races as a three-year-old, has had one win to his credit, two second-place finishes, and one third. Trained by Goldfine, of course, owned by the Appleton Estate. The number three horse, Restless Jet, ridden today by Mike Hole. All of these horses, of course, carrying even weight of 126. In six races this year, as a three-year-old, Restless Jet has picked up one victory and one third-place finish. Winner this year of the Everglades. And in the Derby trial earlier this week, Restless Jet faded badly and finished nine lengths behind the winner, Shecky Green. The number four horse is Warbucks. In six races as a three-year-old this year, Warbucks has picked up three victories, one second-place finish, and one third-place finish. All three of those victories came in allowance races at the Oaklawn track. He, of course, is trained by Don Combs and ridden today by Bill Hartack, who has tied the record for the most Derby victories by a jockey, has ridden in the Derby 10 times, has picked up 5 victories, the only other rider ever to win as many as 5, Eddie Arcaro. Arcaro is no longer racing. Number 5 horse, the early favorite yesterday and has come up in the odds, now is listed at 5-2 as we approach the post, is Sham, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby, finished second in the wood, coming on strongly near the end. In 6 races, as a 3-year-old, Sham has won 4 and placed second once, that of course in the wood. Sham, owned by Sigmund Summer and trained by Frank Martin. The number 6 horse, Navajo, listed today as a long shot, now in the ratings at 50-1. Navajo will be ridden today by Weston Suarez in 4 races as a 3-year-old, has picked up 1 victory and 3 second-place finishes. A good strong horse, but not expected to be in much contention today. He, of course, is owned by Joe Stevens and Ray Strump and trained by J. O. Kiefer. The number 7 horse, another long shot, twice a prince, also carrying 126, as all 13 horses in today's Derby will be, ridden by Angel Santiago. In 4 races as a 3-year-old, twice a prince, has won 1, placed 2nd in 1, and placed 3rd in 1. Again, owned by the Elmdorf Farm, Max Gluck, and trained by J.P. Campo. Again, a long shot, twice a prince, the number 7 horse. The number 8 horse, Our Native, winner of the Flamingo, placed 2nd in the Bluegrass, winner of over $130,000 this year, will be ridden by Don Brumfield today. In 8 races as a 3-year-old, has finished 1st 4 times, has finished 2nd twice, and has finished 3rd in no races. Our Native, owned by Mrs. M.J. Pritchard, Thomas and Resigay Jr., and will be trained by Bill Resigay Jr. The number 9 horse, Royal and Regal, winner of the Florida Derby and the Bahama Stakes, in 6 races as a 3-year-old, has won 4, has not finished in the others. Ridden today by Walt Blum, trained by W.A. Kroll Jr., and owned by the Isco Stables. The number 10 horse is Forgo, who has fallen off quite a bit here in recent weeks, though he has turned in some very impressive works here at Churchill Downs. In 6 races this year as a 3-year-old, Forgo has won 3 and has placed 2nd in 2. Pete Anderson will be in the irons on Forgo today, owned by Lazy F Ranch and trained by S.W. Ward. The number 11 horse and the longest shot coming into today's Derby, now listed at 60-1, is Goldbag, who placed last in the Derby prep earlier this week, will be ridden today by Early Fires. In 8 races as a 3-year-old, has won 2, finished 2nd in 1, and finished 3rd in another. Owned by Randy Seacrest and Milton Gottdank, and will be trained by Randy Seacrest. Goldbag coming into this race, as we said, finished last in the Derby prep earlier this week. Early Fires on top, has not had a chance to work much with Goldbag. He was a late entry as the jockey, and Goldbag and Early Fires are just getting introduced to each other. Now, as the horse is near the starting gate for the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby, here's Kay Wood Ledford for Fall City
Beer. It's post time for the 99th run for the roses at historic Churchill Downs, the classic of them all, the Kentucky Derby. Before the race, Fall City invites you to test your Derby IQ. Do you know who won the 1905 Kentucky Derby? Well, it was a real beauty named Agile. Winning time was 2:10.75 for the 1.25-mile event. Second question, why the 1905 running? That, my friends, was the year the first bottle of Fall City beer appeared right here in Louisville. And since then, millions of people from all over have made the fresh, natural taste of Fall City an important part of their life. And this special day of the year here in Louisville is a perfect time to enjoy a very special Fall City in quick, cool aluminum cans. Now, get your hand around a city and get set for all the excitement as the brewers of Fall City beer proudly bring you the 99th Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby.
The excitement is building in leaps and bounds as we approach the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby here at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Very quickly, let's set the odds for you as we come up to the post. The number 1 entry, Angolite and Secretariat, now listed at 3-2. The number 2 entry, Shecky Green and Mai Gallant, now listed at 5-1. The number 3 horse, Restless Jet, at 25-1. The number 4 horse, Warbucks, now listed at 7-1, coming on strong in the odds. The number 5 horse, Sham, at 5-2. The number 6 horse, Navajo, is now listed as a long shot at 50-1. The number 7 horse, Twice a Prince, also a long shot at 60-1. The number 8 horse, Our Native, with Don Brumfield up, now listed at 10-1. 9 horse, Royal and Regal, at 25-1, as is Forgo, the number 10 horse, also at 25-1, and the number 11 horse, the longest shot on the field, Gold Bag, also listed at 60-1. Amid rumors all this week that some of these horses might not be able to make it to the post, more specifically the trouble with the Angolite, just yesterday, slight bleeding from the nose. It was later cleared up by a veterinarian, and the rumors that Royal and Regal may be having trouble with one of his knees. All those rumors have now been turned down. All the horses have stepped out to the track. We have a field of 13 for this year's 99th run for the Roses. At this point, Shecky Sham is listed as the odds-on favorite, or listed as the favorite coming into the race. The number one entry of Angolite and Secretariat listed at 3-2. The horses are on the track. They're being led up to the starting gate. The crowd here is moving in anticipation toward the fences. They are lined up probably 25 or 30 deep along the fences, trying to get a glimpse as the horses go by. Mile and a quarter, the longest race that any of these horses have run this year. Forgo, a very strong horse, the largest horse in today's race, will play a very important part, we expect, breaking from the gate. He will be out near Secretariat. Secretariat, of course, breaking from the number 10 spot. Forgo will be directly to the inside in the number 9 gate. To the outside of Secretariat will be Shecky Green in the number 11 gate. And that should be quite a matchup as they come piling out. Angolite, part of the number 1 entry, is down in the number 2 gate. Restless Jet is in the number 1 gate, and Warbucks is in the number 3 gate. Sham, at number 4, is probably in one of the best positions coming out of the gate this afternoon. The crowd now beginning to murmur, moving again to the fence, and as we await the starting of this year's 99th run for the Roses here at Churchill Downs. The purse, by the way, is a record this year, $155,000. And now let's join Kaywood Ledford for this year's 99th run for the Roses from Churchill Downs.
All right, Mike, and our native has just moved into the starting gate. We're getting him in there. Royal and Regal will be coming up alongside. He's not in as yet, but we've just about got this gate pretty well loaded now. We have 13 of them. And we got the speed coming from the outside in Shecky Green. When we say the outside, he'll be coming out of 11. Well, our native is acting up a bit and may delay the start of the race just a bit. Forgo is still outside. Secretariat. They've made Secretariat and Angolite the favorite. 3-2. Sham is at 5-2. Our native acting up a little bit in the gate. Normally a very calm, well-dispositioned horse. A little nervous with this big crowd. Yeah, we heard the announcement and we look in there. It is our native. They have brought our native on through the gate, and the rider is off. He did not get out of the gate. They just brought him out in front of the gate. So our native will have to be placed back in there, and they probably will not load outside of him until he gets back in. Also with the rider off is Twice a Prince. So we've got two riders off. Twice a Prince and our native have to be put back in. Twice a Prince, one of the outsiders. And crawling right back up on him, though, is Santiago. So he's all right. No horses got away. But we're watching for them to load him into the gate here, and then they'll send him down this long home stretch. Now we see that in back of the gate there, we also have Navajo without a rider. Our native does not have a rider up, so we're having a little trouble getting this derby started. Our native is mounted now by Don Brumfield, who won the derby with Kauai King. First one he ever rode in. Went almost wire to wire in front. So we've got to reload some of these horses and get the others in. Twice a Prince has just gone into the starting gate. Our native coming up just outside of him. Royal and Regal will be moving in. But we got Forgo up in there first. Royal, here is Secretariat moving into post position 10. Now we're just about getting. We don't have My Gallant in. He's moving in right now. And we're just about ready to go. Gold bag comes up in, and it's post time. They're all there. Watching for the break. They look real good as we look into that gate. And they've got a long way to hit that first turn. And we're watching for them to come out of there. They look all right as we look into the gate. But they're off. Here they come. And it's a corking good start. And Secretariat got away a little bit badly, but everybody else is running for it. And here they are running for it. We've got Shecky Green that's out there going as far as he can on the head end, as you'd expect him to be. And here is, coming into second place, Angle Light. No, it is Royal and Regal now that's coming up into second as we come to the line for the first time. It is Shecky Green that's on the lead. And here's the long shot, Gold Bag, coming up into second. Royal and Regal is third. We've got Angle Light and Sham together. Then we come to our native, Restless Jet, My Gallant Forego. Then we come to Navajo. Here is Secretariat after that. Then we get Warbucks, and it's Twice a Prince. The trailers are in the turn. Shecky Green is on top by three lengths. Gold Bag, the long shot, is second. Sham is being sent up by Pimkai on the outside, and he's just a half length off second and third. Then there in fourth is Royal and Regal as they straighten away for the run down the backside. Shecky Green is still the leader. It is Gold Bag head and head, and now Sham goes by him into second place. Gold Bag is third. Then we come to Royal and Regal fourth. Secretariat has moved up there quickly, and he is now in fifth. And we have Angolite, a stablemate, that's sixth. We got My Gallant running in there with Forgo and our native after that. It's Shecky Green that's going to lead him to the far turn. We've got a half mile left in the Derby, and here's Shecky Green that's on top. It is Sham that's outside of him, and he's going up to challenge him right now. Gold Bag is tired and backs off of it. As we get Royal and Regal coming into third, and Secretariat is up there in fourth and running a lot right now. Forgo comes up in after that with our native. And we come on around the turn. It is Sham that is taking the lead away from Shecky Green. And they come out of that last corner as Secretariat comes up to fight him. All right, here it is. Sham on the inside, Secretariat on the outside. And it is Angolite in third. It's Sham on the inside and Secretariat on the outside. Angolite trying to hold third. Secretariat has the lead. We've got less than 150 yards to come, and Secretariat is on top, and he's going to take it all. And as we come to the line, it's Secretariat drawing out. Turcotte just sitting on him, and it's Secretariat that wins it by 2.5 lengths. Then we get Sham second. It's 10 lengths to our 83rd. Forgo is after that. Then Restless Jet and Navajo. Then they come to Royal and Regal. Then we come in there till we get Shecky Green, who set the pace, and Angle Light, and My Gallant, and Warbucks way back there, and Gold Bag, who had his name called early, brings up the rear. The running time, our new Derby record, 1 minute, 59 and 2/5 seconds, the first sub-2-minute Derby in history. So Secretariat redeemed himself in spades here this afternoon as he, once he made his move, he broke away off near the back end, moved up steadily down the backside, had a good run in the turn, came on and outran Sham through the stretch and got his revenge. And that's the way I saw this 99th run for the Roses.
Ain't it great to be alive and feeling good and taking part in everything?
Makes you want to shout and sing for Fall City Beer. Boom, 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 Fall City Beer. Part of life today, part of everything that's good. City's got it all.
Nice things happen when you pop open a city. All the fun and friends and good times seem like even more fun. And that's as true today as it was back in Grandpa's time. Because Fall City Beer always has and always will be part of life today. Pop one open and see for yourself.
Fall City Beer.
Ain't it great?
This is Milton Metz. Back again on our Sports 84 booth high above the finish line at Churchill Downs, where just a moment ago, unofficially but clearly the leader, Secretariat first, Sham was second, our native came in third, and Forgo, a surprise fourth. It's not official yet, but as Kaywood called it, it was a clean race, and it doesn't seem as there'll be any dispute. It is not official, but Secretariat has just won, unofficially, the 1973 Kentucky Derby. It's a race that's going to be talked about for a long time, for many, many reasons. Principally, I suppose, because for the first time in the history of the 99 runs for the Roses here at the Kentucky Derby, there has been a race that has come in under the two-minute record established way back, and I say way back because it's 9 years ago, in 1964 by Northern Dancer, who came in with an even 2 minutes. The winning time today was a record, 1 minute 59 and two-fifths seconds. It went pretty much according to form. Shecky Green, the speed horse, who had astounded so many people in its sprints, clearly took the lead, was clearly in the lead for a full half the race. Making a good play also at the beginning of the race, Royal and Regal, and a horse that many people said, including Kaywood Ledford, had no business running in this, was Gold Bag. Gold Bag, clearly the longest odds, 60-1 on the board, making a play for it in the beginning, along with Sham, and Sham came along outside on the first turn, edged Shecky Green about halfway in the race, and then it became a duel between the arch rivals. And here's a great roar from the crowd as Secretariat comes back past the finish line, scores of photographers. There is Ron Turcotte doffing his cap to the crowd, photographers streaming all around, and there's only one winner. Now, I wonder how many people remember in a couple years that it was Sham who came in second. They're arch rivals. The one time that Secretariat stumbled was in the wood. Sham beat it. And then there became the feud between the two trainers, between Lucien Lauren, whose Secretariat seemed to be picking up all the marbles for 1973. Frank Pancho Martin claimed that he had been slurred by Lucien Lauren, and it said that four times out of four, any time you wanted to say it, Sham was going to beat Secretariat. It is true that Secretariat came in third in the word in the Wood Memorial. Sham edged him out. But today it was a different story. Not only did Secretariat beat Sham, but he established a new record. Now they're beginning the parade that will eventually lead to the green in front of the presentation stand where the governor of the state, where all the crew will be there, where you'll see dozens of photographers from national and international publications snapping endless pictures, many of them which will appear in newspapers tomorrow morning all across the country and around the world. Next to us, there's a booth being held here by some Puerto Ricans are being broadcast overseas. What does Secretariat win? A purse of $155,050. The odds for Secretariat paid off at 3-2. They have not posted the official win sign yet. They have not posted the prices. As soon as they are flashed on the tote board, we will give them to you. This is Milton Metz at the press box, high above the finish line. We're looking right down on the finish line, and we're watching now as they're bringing Secretariat into the horseshoe, a little bit fractious, makes a little break into the rope, which is keeping off outsiders, and coming to the burgundy-colored flowers. And that big arc, three enormous bouquets of roses in front of the stand. We have them in our glasses now. And now the blanket of roses has been draped over a Secretariat. Ron Turcotte has taken off his cap. And there are some proud people standing around. Photographers, I dare say there must be 80 or 90 of them taking pictures. And they are standing there proudly. Lucien Lauren is there. And Mrs. John Tweedy, who is no stranger to the winning circle in any races, standing there proudly with her entourage. Lucien Lauren is there. The jockey has jumped off the horse. They've taken the blanket of roses off. Secretariat is standing very calmly. And now Turcotte has taken off in the saddle. And they still have not posted an official, but he's there where he belongs, where the champions belong. He's a magnificent-looking animal. And that is Secretariat. It went off at 3-2. You might be interested to know that Sham was listed at 5-2. Also a close second to the favorite. There you have it. It's official, friends. It is official. And Secretariat is the 99th winner of the Kentucky Derby, paying $5, $3.20, and $3. $5, $3.20, and $3 for Secretariat. The place horse Sham returns $3.20 and $3. And the show horse, our native, returns $4.20. Up on Secretariat was Ron Turcotte. In the irons for Sham was Lafitte Pinkai. And for the third horse, Don Brumfield on our native. They're still standing there. And the horse is nodding his head as if to say, yes, I tried valiantly. He's a magnificent looking animal. And everybody's posed there for the great victory pictures.
Mrs. Tweedy has about four of her relatives there. Mr. Lorne is there in a nice blue outfit. The handler is holding the horse, is just nodding his head up and down. And there's a buzz in the crowd. The infield, many of who did not see the race, milling around there, but it is all official. Once again, Secretary has won with a brand new course record of 159-2. Let's switch now to the present station stand. Jack Whitaker talking to the jockey.
I had that at the back of your mind, and I wasn't as confident today as I really was all the time, because it's just that one thing that you have in the back of your mind, you know. Although that he did run, he always done everything I asked of him, and that I couldn't understand that race.
Well, let's take a look at today. You were right on today. We'll start here with the start, Ron. You're in post position 10.
As usual. Well, he breaks with his field, but he draws back. He's last now, and I just dropped my hand and let him run his race. When I passed the wire the first time around, he started wanted to run, so I just looked for an opening, and he went on, picked him all the way, made a hell of a run down the backside, but he was doing it on his own, and ran his race just like he used to.
I'm sure you expected a blazing fast pace there by Angleite, didn't you?
Well, I don't think that...
Not Angleite, I'm sorry, Checky Green.
Well, the way they were going down the backside, I'll tell you, the way I was moving and the way they were running, I didn't think they were going all that fast, because I was moving so slow and picking him up so fast, you know? I didn't look at the fraction. I don't know what the fraction were, but I was moving awfully easy down the backside.
You knew you set a new Kentucky Derby record, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You busted that. All right, here we go for the whole race, Ron. Let's take it from the start and go all the way with it.
As usual, he drove back there, and I just dropped my hand on him and just let him run his own race. When I came, well, I'll pick it up as we go along. You see his last right now. I anticipate a little trouble there when I see that horse go on the outside, so I didn't want to lose all that kind of ground. And I drop in some. Hartek said, "Hey, watch out, because he was out in there. He thought I might come all the way in, and which I wasn't anyway. But when that horse ducked out there, I took advantage of that. See that horse duck out?
That's right there, yeah. Round the turn. Lucian Lawrence with us now. This is the rerun, Lucian. Okay, now you're moving a little bit.
Yes, well, when I ease on up there, he picked it up on his own, so I figure, well, I don't want to stop him now, so I'll lose the ground. I know that I might have to lose ground both turns, I might as well take the chance, because that he's running easy now, and he wants to run, and I don't want to stop him.
All right, Checky Green still in the lead, and there goes Sham after Checky Green right now, and now you start a move, I believe, very shortly.
Yes, he moved awful fast on the backside and awful easy.
Okay, you got Checky Green there and Sham. And in a moment, the blue and white blocks will come into view.
At this moment, you can't see me on TV there, but I'm pipped. You see his head there.
Now he's really going, huh?
Yes. Yes, I never asked him to run. I'm letting him run now, but I'm not asking him. I could see Left Pit was going very easy in front of me.
He was saving his horse.
Yes, and he was going very easy. When I came to him, right there, I swung kind of wise. Made sure that if he does get in, which everybody says he was legging in bad down the stretch at Aqueduct, well, I made sure that I had room to work with him.
Well, here's where you win it, where derbies are usually won, in this stretch, and you really put Sham away here. Looking back there, right?
Yes, well, I thought I couldn't see any challenge there, and I thought he was going on. He was running real good.
Yes, sir. Lucian Lawrence, turn around here. I want you to see a happy man finally. How do you feel now?
Feel very, very
All
good.
Right. We want to talk to you in a little minute after the presentation, Lucian. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of Churchill Downs, Mr. Lynn Stone.
Thank you very much. Welcome again to Churchill Downs. It's my pleasure to introduce the Honorable Wendell Ford, Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Thank you, Mr. Stone.
Very shortly, it was a typical, beautiful Kentucky day. It was a beautiful horse, a beautiful time, and I present a beautiful trophy to a beautiful lady.
And now Mrs. Tweedy gets the beautiful trophy from the governor, and that's two in a row for Mrs. Tweedy, last year with Reba Ridge and this year with Secretariat. We want to thank CBS for allowing us to pick up the presentation ceremonies, and our pal Jack Whitaker, who always does a fine job in covering this dramatic moment when awards are made to the principals, and he just got through with an interesting interview with Ron Turcotte, the winning trainer. The horse, he gets the Garland of Roses.
Say, did you know that there are two jockeys who are five-time Derby winners? The two members of that exclusive club are none other than the great Eddie Arcaro and Bill Hartack. Arcaro won in 1938, 41, 45, 48, and 1952. Hartack did it in 1957, 60, 62, 64, and again in 1969. Those are truly names and dates to remember. Here's another special name and date. Falls City Beer, 1905. That's the year people started enjoying the refreshing taste of Falls City Beer. That's right. It all started right here in Louisville nearly 70 years ago. That started a tradition that's as much a part of life today as the Kentucky Derby. And Falls City Beer is proud of being part of life in Louisville. In fact, millions of people from all over enjoy Falls City Beer. Make sure it's part of your life today.
There hasn't been any visual or apparent defection of the crowd, although some of them are beginning to saunter out, we can notice, in the parking lot toward their cars, but there still remain many ten thousands of people here. But eventually, and starting now, a slow movement as more than 130,000 people make their way to buses, cabs, cars, and maybe a few hikers in the mob, too. We can't possibly see it all from here, so here's a fellow who can, Dick Gilbert in Skywatch 84.
Al, you're absolutely right, Milt. They are coming out, and they're coming out in all directions, walking through the parking lot in the southwest corner, spilling through the gates north of the grandstand itself, loading into the buses and cabs. The earliest departures are already headed up 4th Street into the downtown area in the taxi cabs. For your information, I've counted twice, got a different number each time, but I get 102 buses, 102 city buses are lined up there north of the grandstands waiting to take aboard their passengers and run them either downtown or back over to their cars at the fairgrounds. As you might expect, there's no real dense crush yet, but we'll stay here and help you as much as we can. Stay tuned and drive happy. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
We'll be coming back to you, Dick. Meanwhile, Kaywood Ledford has joined me. He's done another magnificent job of calling this. Kaywood, I made the point that they'll be talking about this race for years to come and for more than one reason.
Milt, it's the same combination that won it last year. The horse is owned by Mrs. Tweedy of the Chinnery Estate. Trained by Lucian Lauren, so he's back-to-back winners. Ridden by Ron Turcotte, who gets back-to-back winners. But I think perhaps the two key things here, certainly one, was a Kentucky Derby record. We've kind of hinted at that as the day has gone along, because in the earlier races, they were really turning in fast clockings over the track, so it was very fast. The other is, and I have to confess, I was a member of the group that thought no bold ruler, no colt sired by bold ruler would ever win the Kentucky Derby, go a mile and a quarter this early in his three-year-old season. Nobody had ever done it before. We'd had some here that had been favored. But he certainly did it today, and Secretariat ran a magnificent race. He'd had the knock on him quite a bit after a dismal third-place finish in the Wood Memorial, but he was super here today, and he did. He broke by three-fifths of a second. Northern Dancers, a Derby record of 2 minutes flat. So we've got a sub-two-minute Derby record, 1:59.2. Well, it was an exciting race, and anyway, here's the way I saw the running of the 1973 Kentucky Derby. They're off. Here they come. And it's a corking good start, and Secretariat got away a little bit badly, but everybody else is running for it, and here they are running for it. We've got Shecky Green that's out there going as far as he can on the head end, as you'd expect him to be. Shecky Green is still the leader. It is Goldbag head and head, and now Sham goes by him into second place. Goldbag is third. Then we come to Royal Enrico fourth. Secretariat has moved up there quickly, and he is now in fifth. And we have Angelite, a stablemate, that's sixth. We got My Gallant running in there with Four Go and our native after that. It's Shecky Green that's going to lead him to the far turn. We've got a half mile left in the Derby, and here's Shecky Green that's on top. It is Sham that's outside of him, and he's going up to challenge him right now. Goldbag is tired and backs off of it as we get Royal and Regal coming into third, and Secretariat is up there in fourth and running a lot right now. Four Go comes up in after that with our native. And we come on around the turn. It is Sham that is taking the lead away from Shecky Green, and they come out of that last corner as Secretariat comes up to fight him. All right, here it is. Sham on the inside, Secretariat on the outside, and it is Angelite in third. It's Sham on the inside and Secretariat on the outside. Angelite trying to hold third. Secretariat has the lead. We've got less than 150 yards to come, and Secretariat is on top, and he's going to take it all. And as we come to the line, it's Secretariat drawing out. Turcotte just sitting on him, and it's Secretariat that wins it by 2.5 lengths. Then we get Sham second. It's 10 lengths to our 83rd. Four Go is after that. Then Restless Jet and Navajo. Then they come to Royal and Regal. Then we come in there till we get Checky Green, who set the pace, and Angle Light, and Mike Allen, and Warbucks way back there, and Gold Bag, who had his name called early, brings up the rear. The running time, our new Derby record, 1 minute, 59 and two-fifths seconds, the first sub-2-minute Derby in history. So Secretariat redeemed himself in spades here this afternoon as he, once he made his move, he broke away off near the back end, moved up steadily down the backside, had a good run in the turn, came on and out, ran jam through the stretch and got his revenge. And that's the way I saw this 99th run for the Roses. And in case you missed it when Milt gave it to you, Secretariat, who ran as an entry with Angle Light, pays $5, 320, and 3 even. Sham returns 320 and 3 even. Our native, a real game horse that always gets a part of it, was third and paid 420.
Kaywood, we can't get the full picture of these more than 100,000 plus fans who are now trying to make their way out of Churchill Downs. I know many of them have transistor radios, and if they'll listen closely, they can get the traffic situation as it is of this moment, as we now call in traffic tracker Dick Gilbert in Skywatch 84.
All righty, there's flowing out the gates now, filling the buses and the taxi cabs. The first few civilian cars are starting to move now. 3rd Street is taking a load northbound. There's a little bit of a buildup, but nothing serious yet. Eastbound on Winkler. And the buses and cabs, that first bus has just arrived over at the fairgrounds parking lot. The cabs have been already off and running in their own private derby, heading for the downtown to discharge their passengers and then rush back out here, I suppose, and make a double trip, at least this afternoon. No real problems as yet, but I would caution you, as you get to your cars, remember, there are cars parked on the grass and in driveways on the curbs. They'll be backing out in strange and unexpected places. Be doubly careful. Drive happy. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
This is Milton Metz. The 1973 Kentucky Derby is history, but the Churchill Downs Spring Meet continues through June 9th, and I'll be back here on Monday, Kaywood saying that, when the unparalleled sports director will be back for Fall City Beer to call the feature race. Kaywood Ledford has again done a magnificent job, a very difficult assignment, and to him, many thanks for again making an exciting and very difficult race so clear in our minds. We're going off the air from here, but Dick Gilbert will continue to survey the traffic situation from the best vantage point you could ever hope for, high above it all in his copter. These reports will be heard frequently for the next several hours until traffic has returned to normalcy. And those reports, we hope, should be of great help to you who are driving. And may we say, WHAS wants you to get home safe and sound. Drive carefully. The 99th running of the Kentucky Derby has been brought to you by Fall City Beer. Remember, nice things happen when you open a city. Pop one open and see for yourself. Now, personal note. It's been a pleasure for me to serve again as we try to bring you the story, the drama, the word picture of another historic run for the Roses. We have been here for some 8 hours, and has gone by like 8 minutes. My thanks to our executive producer, Bill Aldridge, and for our staff people, bless them all, who made it all possible. And on behalf of all of them, I thank you for joining us for this all-day coverage of one of the world's greatest sports events, the Kentucky Derby. Milton Metz for Sports 84, WHAS, Louisville.